So when you think about your hair and the role that hair plays in your identity, whether you colour it, whether it's black, blonde or dyed rainbow, it really does quite often express who you are. But then think about this. Around 500,000 Australians are affected by alopecia areata. To learn a little bit more about what this autoimmune disease is, I'm joined today by Katie Hale. She was first diagnosed with alopecia back in 2014 at the age of 23. And Professor Rod Sinclair, Professor of Dermatology at the University of Melbourne and Director of Epworth Dermatology. A warm welcome to both of you. Katie, let's start with you. 23 is a really young age. How did this diagnosis come about? How did it start to unfold for you?
For me, it was quite sudden. So I was doing my hair one day, noticed a small little patch on the back of my head that just was really smooth and really shiny. And you kind of didn't know what it was. And I just assumed it had always been there. And I just, for some reason, never noticed.
So like a little ball patch little on the back of your head.
Little ball patch, about the size of a 10-cent coin. And it was there for a few months and would always kind of touch it and go, oh, see if it's still there or if it's coming back. And it just stayed exactly as it was. And then about 4 months later, it started to get bigger. And because you can't see the back of your head, you're kind of feeling and going, am I going crazy or is it there? And then all of a sudden, more spots started popping up. And then over the course of about 4 weeks, they were getting bigger and bigger. And then within about a week, I lost half the hair on my head and had to shave it. And it was just sudden. And then from there, I lost my hair head to toe and, yeah, within about 4 months.
And is it your entire body? So hairs on every part of your body?
Head to toe, eyelashes, nose hairs even, it's all gone.
And throughout that process, are big chunks of hair falling out?
For me, it wasn't big chunks of hair. It was, you know, you'd run your fingers through your hair and you'd have like just, it's like it's shedding, but it's just at a really rapid rate. So you'd pull your hair out and you wouldn't feel it. It was just there.
So it wasn't painful in any way?
Not at all.
Katie, I'm interested. You're a young woman, an incredibly sassy, attractive, funky woman. I'm looking at your nails, your clothes, your glasses, everything about you. You know, you have a really big presence. What kind of impact has losing all of your hair had on your life?
It has its phases. It was really difficult at the start. You do like pull away from everything. Going to work the first day after I'd lost it all was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But it gets easier, it gets easier. It's more so every now and again you'll find yourself in a situation where you're reminded of what's happening. So if I might, you know, be out in a social setting and if people have been drinking, they're a lot ruder about the situation or, you know, you might see people trying to take photos of you but secretly and just little things like that. And
they're not little things. No. I mean, what on earth do you do in that situation?
You can't really do anything. Like, you can call it out. I find, you know, every now and again I'll notice people staring. And kids, you don't care. Kids are kids. It's, you know. But, you know, when you notice adults that are often staring at you, like I've come to start staring back and just seeing that I can see them and I can notice them and that it does make me feel quite uncomfortable. But it's most of the time it's just me now. Yeah. It's just who I
and
am.
I was going to say, and in a way, has it defined kind of who you are and in an incredible way, in a positive way, in a warrior kind of way?
You're at that age at 23 where you're still finding yourself and you're forming, you know, who you are and what you do. And so for me, it was a really defining moment. And so to have been able to go through that, now I've got this sense of self, which I never had before. Mm-hmm.